Shibras Achavis, Mesh Lodam Chayev, and Mail Lodam Pot. So Rashi explains. Yesh Lodamim Chayev. That means he's not a Barakatola. Ein Lodamim, says Rashi, could go and Shark Lodam, Shenitin Vishus, the Balabayas, the Horgo, Potim, and the Shalim. The Chi of Misa, the Chi of Tashlum, and Bonki Echon. Fiafal P, Shenitzo, Potim, and Tashlum, the Kaimalan, Subas of Laman Ham and Aleph. Chayev and Misa, Shogigin, could go and Shalhis Shubahem, and Misham and Mamon. Shema Misa, Afalpisha, Ein Erogin. Wow. We heard of Kamle, but the Rabbi Meir actually killed him. The guy died. So if he dies, he can't be, but the Rabbi Meir, obviously the biggest punishment is death. So you're not going to charge his estate or his possessions while he's alive any money. The guy didn't die over here. He never died. He's alive and well and kicking. But still, at one point in time when he was a Rodev, he could have been killed. So if he could have been killed, he's given a status of Chayav Misa Shogegin. The Kaimalan, when Rashi was the Kaimalan, I mean, someone disagrees. You know who disagrees? Who disagrees? You look up Ksubas? Nobody looked it up. Okay, so somebody disagrees. It's hard to find it in Ksubas. Maybe it's only in Chulin. But someone disagrees. But we paskin, Chayav Misa Shogegin is Peturim in Hamavim. So according to Rashi, every Rodev is the equivalent of a Chayav Misa Shogegin. Why? Because he wasn't killed, could have been killed. So it's like a person who committed an act worthy of death, but he did it b'shogeg, so he's not punished. He's also applied a principle of what we call in our language, kom le b'drabba mine. This is what Rashi says. Does anybody argue with Rashi? Anybody know who argued with Rashi? We have the Maram Akarmas. Where's my Maram Akarmas here? Here it is. So Ma'am Akomas, you're supposed to see the Yad Ramah. Anyone look at the Yad Ramah? No? Yeah. What did Yad Ramah say?
The
Yad Ramah who discusses this very, the Mishnah, the Yad Ramah who talks about the law of the Mishnah, let's open up and see what the Yad Ramah says. Rabbi Osai, you will see in a moment, the Ramah there is against Rashi. Big. No one touched it since yesterday. Gevaldik. Okay? It makes the life a little easier for us. What does the Ramah say about this? What does it say? Quotes the Mishnah. Look what he says. Potter. Timischai benafsho. U potter metashlum edichsiv. Last week's parsha. You don't have it yet?
No.
You have it? You have it, yes?
No, I have, yeah.
Below ye also nonash yonish. Poimyesh also, next week's parasha lo yanchu. V'afal pisha nitzo v'lo nerad potem v'lashalim. Why? Hovav v'nischayev miso b'shas shiras achavis. And look what he has, the exact opposite of Rashi. V'afilu l'man d'yoma chayev miso shogin chayov v'lashalim. Hosemu d'lo hoyachim chayev miso klal. Hocho, v'yishayta miyas havi'ika chayev miso. Whoa! The opposite of Rashi. Big machlokas Rashi in the Ramah. A guy who's a Rodev, according to Rashi, says he wasn't killed at the end of the day. He's like Chayav Misa Shogegin. According to the Ramah, since he could have been killed, as opposed to a guy who's Machal Shavas Meshogeg. No way he could ever have been killed, given the fact of Shogeg. So that's Shogegin. But here, Rabbi Osai, here we consider to be in the category of Mamish Kol Nebid Rabbi Meneh, because he could have literally been killed at that moment in time. This is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramah. Fine. Now we turn to the Ksos. Yeah.
How could you ever have a case of a machteris
according to Rashi, every machteris chayav is a shogun, unless he's killed.
A machteris? The machteris is always coming easy.
No. But if he doesn't get killed at the end of the day, he was not killed. He's not dead. The balabais didn't shoot him dead.
I understand, but at the time that they were saying that he would be sahash.
Doesn't matter. Rashi says he was not shot dead at that moment in time. He did not do anything which... So the Ramah says he did something then which made him worthy of being Chayav Misa. So therefore, he's Chayav Misa in effect Mezidin. But according to Rashi, since at the end of the day, he never really was killed, he was never sentenced to death. So,
yeah.
If I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my choice. I can see two sides.
Yeah.
So the Ktsos is the famous one who talks about this at great length, and that's why I put the Ktsos on the Maramakomis. I hope by now you all saw the Ktsos. If you didn't see it until now, you have to go over it a few times, because it's a lot to be found in this Ktsos. Okay. The Ktsos is the beginning of Siman Chav Ches. Talking about a particular case where a person is chayav b'dinei shamayim. You ever hear that concept? Someone is potter b'dinei adam. You ever hear it before in your life? Baba Kama, you find it. You find it in many mesechtos. Baba Metzia, potter b'dinei adam v'chayav b'dinei shamayim. Fine. So we start with the Rivosh, who says whenever you chayav b'dinei shamayim, he tofas mafkina minei. What happens? I owe you money b'dinei shamayim. You grab it. Bez will take it away from you. That's what the Rivosh says. Doesn't sound the way Baba Vizier. What's the case over this? Everyone watch it together. Hachosim Pipora Vidoshba Loka Umishalem Arba Karban Lepora. What happens? Lo Saksam Shor Bedisho. You familiar with that? Lo Saksam is over Lo Saksam Shor Bedisho. Okay? And he gets Loka. And he also has to pay. He has to pay because there's money that that you're responsible for. You want to see it inside? Let's see it inside. Let's take it. Let's look at it inside. Why should we trust the Ktsos? I mean, we trust it, but let's always see the Gemara inside. Where's Gemara? Baba Metzia. Always look at the Talmud Bavli. Baba Metzia. Sadi Aleph of an Aleph. What's the Marseille? Toner Abonon, Hachose Mesapora Vidoshba Loke, Umishalem Arbo Kaban Lepora, Ushlosha Kaban Lechamor. Frank the Gemara, Voeno Loke Umes. The guy was Chose Mesapora. Can't get Malkus and Misa and Ve'ena Loka Mishalim. No double jeopardy, gentlemen. Om Rabbi Omai, Rabbi Meir the Omar, Loka Mishalim. No, Rabbi Meir disagrees. If you don't Malkus the first parak, you've come across it. Rav Omar, an amazing line. Esnan Osra Torah, Vafilu Bo'al Imo. What? Who is talking about an Esnan? Esnan means unfortunate case of prostitution, and the guy promises something. You know, we have this with Yehuda and Tamar, right? That's the closest we get to it in Chumash, a real life case. He promised a gedizin, right? That's called esnan from lashon of tain. You're giving something to a zona. What about the crazy case where the zona happens to be his mother? I mean, this is beyond belief of any understanding. So he's chayav misa. Being with the mother's mamash chayav misa. One of the highest level of gilui arayos. He wasn't saying well. No. But he promised her a sheep. Says the Rabbah, if he gave her a sheep, you cannot be makar that sheep in the base of Mikdash. Why? He didn't have to give it to her. It's chayav misa. Call him a rabbi minei. Doesn't matter. Says Rava, he didn't have to give it to her. Bezdin can't force him to give it to her. But if he gives it to her, and the status of what? Of an Esnan. This was to finish up the sugya. Rapop Amim Shas Mashicha, Ichael of Amazon Osel. He had to pay the Mizonos to the owner of the animal, the shore, from the beginning. Milkalolok Yad Shas Chasima. So they're not being there at the same time on both sides. Okay? So the three different answers to the question of Enoloka Mishal. Zok Rashi. Shloshakam Lechamor, Kachshir Chacham Achilos. In other words, when you took the Chamor, there was an understanding you're going to feed the Chamor, and instead of letting the Chamor eat, you muzzled the Chamor. So you not only are you over Losachim Shor B'Disho, but you also owe the guy the equivalent of what he would have eaten from your field. Elech Mishale Shtei Rishio Suksiv Kidei Rishoso, famous Gemara, right? Have another pasuk? Kidei Rishoso Al Rishachas Al Shtei Rishios Rav Meir and Makas Dav Dalet Rova. Here's the key Rashi. Rova Omar. Rova Omar Rabosai. Rova Omar. Rav Papa's easy. Two different times. Rova. V'nasin lo tlebi esnan. Esnan hu v'asin lo korban. Esnan stomach siv. Loshna ima loshna pnuya. V'yafal gav di tovo le bedina kamon lutnei. The mother says to the child, give me my esnan. It's crazy warped. Lo mechai v'inan le, why not? To kove bedrava minei. He's chayv misa, but ki yavin yale, if he gave it to her anyway, esnanu. Alma, afilu b'mokam misa, nami romu tashlu min ale. Fundamentally, the monetary obligation is still there. Ela shein koach lan shebishnayim. Bezin can't enforce two punishments. Avi yadei shamayim lo yotza tshishale. You want to be a moral, I'm sorry, incestuous, but if you want to be monetarily honest, you gotta pay the money, even though Bezin can't force you to pay it. The lo romu tashlum in L.A., if this absolute obligation, even b'dei shamayim, ki yavin yalei mi havi esnan, matona bi'amu di'avla. It's just a gift. There's no connection to the act of beer. The guy be'chol sem nami, tashlum in romu L.A. Why? To make up the food that was lost when the donkey was muzzled. Elashen koach bebezin lo ansho shtayim. Chayim and the Rama tashlum and alei. Lo yotzo yidei chovoso. Ad she is shalim. So if you want the morally, you have to pay. Inami, here's the Rashi. Tofas, if he grabbed it. Lo mafkina mine. Look at Baba Kama Dafayim. Lo mafkina. So Rashi seems to say, when the chiyuv is etz the shemayim and the person grabs it, then no mafkina mine. You don't take it away because he bidine shemayim, it was his. Bezin couldn't enforce it. He took the law into his own hands. Ad kan rabosai the suga segemah b'vitzir tzayal with Rashi. Got it straight? Back to the tzos. Quotes our gemara with our Rashi, the whole story. Masha bizeh. The dina l'tesei de shemayim, he toughest la mafkina minei. Against whom, Rabbi Osai? The rivosh. Omno marashal babakam. Perkakonis biyach shalom sevel kosav. A very important marashal. The marashal citation ends over here. Akal nashon. Let's read it together, Rabbi Osai. Six lines. V'nira de kol hecha de chayav l'tesei de shemayim itofas mafkina minei like the rivosh afilu l'pirush Rashi perek asocher. Even though Rashi in Baba Metzia Tzadi Aleph says the other way around. No, he doesn't argue with this. Why? Mikol makom kegav de mafkina minei. Why? Look at the lashon of the marashal. Bishlomo v'kim lebedu rabbi minei chayavu rak lo katlina v'trek talei. He's fundamentally chayv in both punishments. We can't enforce two, double jeopardy. So we give him the stricter one. The other one is also fundamentally chayv. It's fundamentally chayv. So that's why the Bezin cannot enforce it. If the guy grabbed it, he keeps it. Chayv fundamentally is chayv. Aval heichod the grama ben izokin hu v'ein bo chiyuv min adin el lotzeis yidei shamayim. That's the case in Simen Chav Ches. There's no, fundamentally there is no real chiyuv. In Kem Shita the toughest mafkina mine. End quote. If it's a fundamental chiyuv, it's not enforced because it's called grama mine, and he grabs it, he keeps it. That's the Rashi Bava Mitzia Tzadiyah. But if this doesn't rise to the level of chiyuv in the first place, only b'dei shamayim, then if the guy grabs you, take it away. You have no right. Shamayim is not enough. So it would appear from the marashal. I'm sorry? Sure. What's the case of Rashi? The guy did something where he really should be chayav too. Independently, what he did is worthy of two separate obligations. Loke and Mishalim, or in the case of Esnan Meis, or Mishalim. You can't enforce both of them. But fundamentally, in principle, there's real chiyuv there. Contrast to a typical case where it says, Potter minyanim chayav minyanim shamayim, there's no real chiyuv there, it's only a minyanim shamayim kind of stuff. But commonly, start with a midini adam. And if the other one would have disappeared, would be paid midini adam. That's a stronger obligation, therefore the guy grabs it and keep it. But in classic chiyuv de shamayim, you cannot, if you grab it, we take it away. That's the distinction which is being drawn. Yes?
I can show you and get it below a straw, but this man is there, he is chayav misa.
Oh, very good. Very good question, because we can't do it.
Yeah,
it's chayav. That's a little different, you're right. Some want to say it's a different category. The Tzos seems to put them all together, at least at the moment. Good, excellent. Let's go slow. This is a direct quotation of whom? The Marashal. Hine. Masha Midivi Marashal. Dafilu, watch carefully over here. Dafilu Bekimle Midirabah Mine. Lo Mahane Tfisa. Eladavka Behecha Delo Avdinon Hachumra. Go on Beshoge, go Bezman Hazeh. Oshalo Bahasra. Those are the examples which are given. Right? What does he say? Mavdina Khumra, Shogasra was not a zet. Three of the Marshal. It's a quotation of the Marshal verbatim. Watch this. Abul Hecha Davdina Nachumra, were the guys literally punished? Punished with Misa, punished with Malchus. Sulo Mechayev Klaba Tashlumin, Afila Tavas Mavkina Mine. The only time Tavas Lamafkinan is if it's there's no actual chiyuv. But if Avdin and Achum, we actually carry out the stronger punishment of Misa Malchus, you don't pay money. That seems to be clear from the lashon of the Marashal, because he says, look, Hechad lo Avdin and Achum, then implying that Avdin and Achum, they're not. Tosis is telling the truth. L'choy divir Marashal divrei Nevius. It's not a compliment, gentlemen. It used to be a compliment. They had Nevius. Today, when the Devi was, you know, when the Devi was given to since the Chumash Hamikdash, I don't want to say. So Devi Nevius is not a compliment; it's a rank out. Okay, Devi Nevius. The Shabbat Matzino LeMeima, Tafil Avdino Nachumra, Ramele Tashlumin. This is the Shas. What Shas? Hey, no Loke Mishali, Baba Matzia Tzali Aleph. What did Rabbi say? Es Na Nosra Torah, Afilu Baalimo. Here, Abosai, Hey, no Loke Mishali should be taken literally. Literally, even though it gets actual Malchus. The Mefarshim point out that the reason that the Ksos says this is because there's a concept of Chayve Misa Shogin. That's found in Shas. Chayve Malchus Shogin. You don't apply Kim the Rabbi Minet. So therefore, Loka Mishalim should be taken in a very literal sense. And even though he gets Malchus literally, nonetheless, the Gemara answers Esther. Indicating that even in the case of Avdina Nachumra, you still say, though Bezin cannot enforce two, if you give the money, it counts as an Esnan. It's Mamash Mefurish against the Rama. Wow. Against the Marshal, excuse me. Then he says, wait. Although the Marshal is a rank out, it's called Divrei Nevius, he's right from Agamar. And he tells over the story of Agamar. Let's look away from the screen for a moment. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara has the following story. A real story. Look inside the story, Rabosai. About seven lines up. Rava, six lines up. Ignevu lei dichri b'machtarta. He lost the righteous Elim. The Elim were lost, were stolen, his machteris. What happens? Look carefully. Adrinu niale. The Ganav gave it back. They found out they stole from Rava. Oh, he didn't steal from Rava. Velo kablinu. He wouldn't receive it. Why? Omar hoel v'nafak mipume deraf. What does that mean? He wouldn't take it. Because according to Rav, if you recall, we part of the principle of what? B'damim kananu. But Rav, let's review Rav again. What happened? Oh, my Rav, Rabosai. Again, Amar Rav, the fifth wide line. Habama Machteres, my little Caleb, as a potter of my time of Adam Kaninu. Amar Rav, Mistabra, Milsid Rav, Shashibu, the last name. Abba not lo, Velo Kim Amar Rav, Afilu Notal. Rishu Sekaimi. Rav says it's wrong. We're not applying that kind of a case where it's bad. I'll call upon him because Rav said B'damim Kanano, Rava wouldn't accept the aliens. Fact Tosfos, Tamar, the last Tosfos, Hamachayim Latzeis De Shemayim, as it says in Avtzad Yalam Bavitzia, Kanu Rav Nepeim De Shemayim before Shu Gemara, Gabi Chosin Par V'Dashba, Best Nas V'Torah Fila Balima. So why wouldn't Rav take it? Yesh lomar, the kando who wrote him lahavzir elam kain yischayv b'dinei adam. They only were giving it back if they're forced to do so b'dinei adam. If not that they wouldn't want to give it back. Wait a minute, we don't want to give it back. What about tofas? Here, they don't have to be tofas. They gave it to him. Look carefully. Look, he calls the gemara. He calls tosas. Watch this. The Shitas Rashi the Mahani Tfisam Kane. Afilu lo rotzul says the Shemayim. Loma had the rubber buzz of the kingdom came the Mahani Tfisa. Very nice. They didn't want him to become with the Shemayim. But rubber who has him in his hand because they gave it to him, it's no less than some of those tofes. It's Loma Fkimide. So why do you rubber give it back? What a gewaltig akasha that the Ksos says against the Marshal. Yes, sir.
Can we just also say that it was Matana at that point?
Okay. You don't have proof to that. Abel, if you mashal is a mashal, meridik. If the mashal is right, lo mahani tfisa, ela hechad lo avdin and achumra. Abel hecha avdin and achumra, go be mazed vahasra, ein olav shemona shacha bedini odom. Can I baba machteres, avdin and achumra, quote the Ramah, ein lo damim, Rashoin Laragoso Venalov Shumchi of Tashlumin. So what the Marshal said, his vart that Abdina Nechumra does not apply when he actually gave him the punishment. It's downless, it's Nevius, but it has to be true from Agamoa Tosis Kasha. Unbelievable. Wow. Wow. Gav Nitzav Lo Nerag Lo Havik Ashogel Kemoshim Mezid Uvasro Borach. Right? Is that Vadek Lo Vadim Mezid Olaf? Give this one a Schaib Echumra. Mashen Ken Shlo Basro Bazman Azem Yolo Hoyen Chayav Echumra La Torah Pacha Meshum Luchilak Lemen Shogel Lemezid. That's Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Why don't you open up, Rabbo, since he tells you to look there. Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Famous Tana de Vechizkia, the third line, Ayin Chesem and Beis. It's all found as we saw in Ksuba Saf Lamed Heim and Aleph. What does it say? What does it say, Tana de Vechizkia? Maka Odna Maka Behema. Maka Behema, lo chilakta ba ben shogei ben lemeis, ben miskava, shen miskava, ben derech yirid, derech aliyah. Lepocha mi mama, lo chayva mama, in all cases, af Maka Odom. Lo tachlek bo with respect to money. Ben Shoga, the Mazer, Ben Miskala, Miskala, Ben Derech, Ben Derech, Aliyah, the Chayman, the Pacha, me mama. You're always Potter, this is the famous Tana de Vecheskia. Oh. The Nebo is a Chumra. Yesh of Chiyav Tashlumin, Shum Hochi Mahani Tfisa. Al Hechad Abdina na Chumra. Ten a Royal Ol Shalom, says the Shemai, Lo Mahani Tfisa. Kev Nekvahoya, Lo Onesh HaChumra. Umachteres from Beis Vashrov if they have bias. Viduk. Maybe. What emerges? If it's Abdina Nechum, which is what? They literally killed him and gave him Malchus and Bezdin. Or according to the Ramah, he could have been killed while he was digging under the basement. That's also Abdina Nechum according to the Ramah against Rashi. So once Abdina Nechum, then you're part of the Gami and Tfisa will not help. case with lo abdin al chumra, then it's not such a strong chiyuv. It's chayvim misa shogegin. Then there really is a chiyuv. Tfisa would help. Ad kana bo sedek tzos. What will happen, Rabosai, in the following situation? Listen carefully. A guy, at the same time as the Obam Machteres, is chayev in Malkus. He's chazer. Just imagine, he goes into the house, and he has a piece of chazer in his pocket, and to celebrate his successful theft, as he's crawling out, he puts chazer in his mouth. Hey, Meyridik. Chayve Mises Shogigin, partners from Moma, not from Malkus. If Rashi is right, the guy gets Malkus for Chazer. If the Ramah is right, he does not get Malkus for Chazer, because he's Chayvei Mises Mizidin, Abdin and Achumra, right? It's equivalent of, and you apply the principle of, Kom Lei B'di Rabbi Minei. Yeah? Let's say it came at the same time. In other words, he eats the chazer while he's crawling in and out, while he's can be shot by the balabites. Let's take a look at Minchas Chinuch. This is all on the Marma Kamas. Hard to find these again. Help me out. Okay, hold on. Here we are. Getting close to where we're all day. Oh, I missed it already? I'm looking. Oh, this is Ches? I don't know, I have it in front of me. I'm looking for Lamed Dalid. You have it in front of you, Lamed Dalid? Sifkot and Vov. You have Lamed Dalet in front of you?
I thought we passed it though. I saw Ches. What?
Ches?
Yes, it's called Ches.
How can that be?
Hello, Mama.
My fist?
Oh, no, I saw something about Marcus.
Okay, any letters at all?
I couldn't see.
That's ahead of me. Aleph. Anyway, it's there in Michas. He says this yourself. Fine.
This is based on a straw, no?
Misa poter b'tashlumin. Oh, chayv misa shogeg p'tur b'tashlum. I perek elan aris tanda becheskia. Im tafsu ein motziyim yodam. Doyes shemayim. Kli rabinei Rashi b'avakama k'tos pilu barichus. Chayv malchus. Oh, Chayve Misa Shogigin Pturin. Rodei Potem Tashlumin, Chayve Misa Shogigin Pturin. Look inside Hedrin. He says, Chayv Mises Shogigin does not patter you from Malkus. That's a Mefurash Minchas Chinuch. Chayv Malkus. Chayv Mises Shogigin, Malkus Shogigin, chayv misa shogam that that part for malchus. I am b'shas. Then a part of me mamon lo mi malchus. Chayin a part of me mamon in this case is chayv malchus. Kmo chol v'chavol Hashem and shavu pruto. So you be chayv malchus. It's all assuming you chayv misa shogging it. But according to the Ramah, you chayv misa mezidin. You'd be part of a malchus. That's a big nafkamina between Rashi and the Ramah. Tremendous nafkamina. And Chaschinuch doesn't say both sides. He's assuming that Rashi is correct. According to Ramah, would be different. Oh. Take a look at both sides now in a toast. This is all in your Yamar Makomis. I'm not sure how many you've seen so far. Take one step at a time. Tosas and Makas. Interesting Gemara over there. Hasan Isa betashlumin. You ever learn Makas, the third parak? Kima velo kima, bitla velo bitla, by Navalik Glasay. I'm going to go into the entire discussion, but the cases in which you apply Kamalei Barabane, cases in which you don't. Tosas says, Ain a loka mishale. You don't look at why? Hoy mifta mitashlumin. Avalekala ferushe the tarti lo avdina le malchus amon shum kedevisha. So, and if a mishalim and a loke, that's one possible shot in the sugi over there in Masechta Makas. This ain't no. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Chodo the imkain adrabo yeshlan lo majilke velo yeshalim. Because why is it saying elonaris hecha de matzina mamam and malchus milka lo loki? Milk a lucky mamon la mashalim. That's one reason why you can't say isa b'tashlumin means you get mamon and you don't get malchus. Reason number one. V'yod. Yeah. My parach or a mishkano shel ger, mashkano shel ger, umei sager. The ger daughter has no yosh. Umeshani. Hosam gavra bar tashlumin v'shibura de ger poka. Umayshna hokeva de lo mishalim in fact, de facto imkein bitlo v'lilki. In other words, even though at the time there was a chiyuv tashlumin which should part you from Malchus, now there's no longer any chiyuv mamon because the ger died and left no yoshin, so you should get Malchus. Because right now there's no possibility of giving paying money anymore. What is Tosa saying over here? If the din is Kedei Rishasu, you give only one, and you would give Mamon and not Malchus, if the Mamon Chiyuv goes off, what happens? You get Malchus. It's a Chiddush Gadol. You get Malchus. Rav Lozo Moshe Horowitz, we don't have, right? We can't get that, correct? No, Bar-Ilan. On this daf says it's a very difficult svara. Once it was potter at the time, it should remain potter. As a matter of fact, I asked you to see a ritva. It's on the Mar Makomos over here. Ritva, Makis, Tezayin Eman Alf. Watch what's going to happen over here. This way. Watch. Came in the Machayev at Hashlum and Elokim Mishalein Pirish Aram HaLevi Zahut Aram HaLevi. What's his shortcut name? The Ramah. The Yad Ramah. The same person. You'll see it's connected. Kevon de gavra bar tashlumen hu afilu bitlo ein aloke shein adam loke mishalem. But it's not the first bar. The chiyuv tashlumen mishas chavola tanir le bechiyuv tashlumen v'yaf al pish nisav me'elav oneva Elavadai came on the chayev et hashlum and the chavos lo gedin. Halim may also show ke gazlan she mishalim mishas akzela. Yeah. Then it's all the perish there. Came the chayev et hashlum and kshesar for lochosh et bitla sel al kosa. You'll take shit if you're a man of mayor. Aye. Even when the mouth is lo gedin and mishalim. Shani hocha shakosa the tokola say. The Tashlumin, so it's a unique case. What's the Ratva already saying from the Ramah? The Chiyuv does not come back. It all depends upon Shas HaChiyuv. So the Mefarshim point out that it's Ramah's L'shitoso. Ramah says, by Kabbalah, but Rabbi Minei, Rabbon Sai, it's considered to be, even if he's not going to be punished, it's considered to be amazing. Because you were chayav misa at the time you broke the kelim. According to Rashi, kidei rishoso is Rabbi Osei b'poel. So when the chiyav moment is poka b'poel, the onesh malchus comes back. That being the case, if the chiyav misa is poka, you be chayav moment. Baba machteres, according to Rashi, it's only a chayv and misa shogegin. The kitzah, not going into all the details, these two ramas are somewhat related. Oh. Let's now understand, not going into the details, it's a little complex. What's the lamdus of the Yam Shoshlom? Why is it that Abdina Nachumra, we say that there's no chiyuv de shemayim, tfisa won't work? And if it's loved in the Chumra, then there is a Chiyuv Shemayim and Tfisa works. Why? So let's see what Rabbi Chana says about this. Rabbi Chana has in his Kovet Shirim something very fascinating. I want to tell you, the Sugya of Kovet Rabbi, you can spend your whole life on the Sugya. And I don't plan to do that because there's so many things going on in these Sugyas. You let me know after we finish this part of the Sugya if you want to go weiter in the Sugya. Next week, we should just go once over lightly. Because if you get involved on a base with the whole Kama Rabbanei, you can really spend 2 weeks on that alone. Right. We'll see. The Ksos quotes the Marashal. Chayim Le Shemayim, Lovdin El Chumra. Tamachil is in there. Watch this. Ramban writes, Reish Per Kama Demachs. After mixes kasher zomam leko, hayne mishum. The kaver the kamer b'rabbanei mikayim bekulo kasher zomam. What? Haynu the yesh b'chlam masayim mona v'abu kilu nenash gam be'onish akal pilei ploye. The Ramban says, misen mamon. When we kill the guy, it's as if we took his money away also. He's dead. He took his money away also. The two din of Kamle. One, Chiyuv HaChomer Poter Mechiyuv HaKal Vafilo of Dinah Be'achumra Ruzerak B'dinah Bezdin Av Yodei Shamayim Chayav. On both sides. You don't do the Chumra to B'dei Shamayim Chayav. That's the classical case. Beis Hecha Dinah Be'achumra Habiki'ilu Shilein Gam HaSakal. He paid already. It's paid up. He paid up already. This is an amazing chiddush of the Ramban and Makos Beis. Calm the Rabbi means as if he gave you the lower level punishment also. So he paid already. Paid. You paid. Once you paid, you're not going to have to pay again. Paid already. Unbelievable. Paid it. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. How then can you say that by a rodef, he paid it already. He was punished already. In other words, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Osai, listen very carefully. If you tell me a guy who literally gets killed in Beznik, in Skilas Yaveri Mechenek, so by doing that, it's as if he paid it already. There's no Chiyuv Dei Shamayim. What about by rodef? Rodef, the guy got away with murder. Rabbi Osai, nothing happened to him. And even though nothing happened to him at the end of the day, according to the Ramah, according to the Abdin and Al-Khumra, we still say Tfisa won't help. Why not? He never He never was punished. Pilei ployin. Rabbi Chanan's pshat won't work for Rodev. Unless you say Rabbi Osai, amazing Kiddush, at the Brisker Rav. He was dead. Do I mean by medical records dead? No. But he qualified during that hour for a new status. What's it called? Three words? Ain, lo, damim. He's dead. There's no blood. He survived in the ICU somewhere or other. But he had no blood for that hour. So if he had no blood for that hour, he was literally dead. So when he was dead, so as if he paid the money. That's a very big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. As you have to say, b'pshuto, according to Rabbi Chanan's lamdas, how else are you going to say pshat in Rodev? Yeah, I'm listening.
Wouldn't it just go to the Yerushim then, technically?
Maybe. Oh. So now, in any event, the Tzos is the one. Go back to Tzos for a minute. The Tzos is the one who asked the Kasha and our Tosfos. Look here, let's get more time. The Shitas Rashi, the Mahani Tfisa, if can I feel a muscle, say Shemayim, Lama Hadirava Basa the Kimlem, came out its visa. Oh, according to the Marshal, we say, Abdina the Churma by Mezib Asra, then its visa won't work. But Machteris, it's called Abdina the Churma according to the Ramah, Elo Domim is dead according to Rabbi Chanan, Mam is dead. Rashor in the higher goals, he doesn't say that dramatically. Elo Shubchim Tashlumin, Apple Gab the Nitzol, Vilo Nerag, Lo Havik Kishogeg. And look, I'm amazed at Astro Barach. There's a body called the Mazed Olaf. Can describe a Chumra? As opposed to Lo Astro. Meridik. Now we understand very well why Rava wouldn't take the Elim. I. Says to the Shemai. No! It's called Abdina and Chumra like the Ramah. And there's no Chiv whatsoever. And if you took it, you'd be over in there. You can't take it. There's no. Can't take it. Couldn't take it. The chiyuv is paka. Quote Rabbi Chanan as if he paid already. Can't take it. He has to pay a second time. Ad kan rabosai, the terrace of the tzos. Let's see the tumim. Over here, right? Tumim. Oh, yes.
So if they weren't chayav, so if it wasn't like the thieves weren't chayav to give back them the things, so wouldn't it, as we said earlier, that it would be a matana then?
A matana. They didn't give a matana. Tosha says like this: they didn't want to be chayav they should be they order. They didn't want to give it. They didn't want to give it unless the chayav they order. Why didn't want to give it? But is a chayav b'day shemayim. So they already gave it to him. They gave it to him already. They gave it to him. So Tfisa helps. So why do you give it back? The answer is no. Abdina Chumah Tfisa doesn't help. That's a Tzitzis answer. The two go to Shach, go to Marshal. We saw it already. Fine. Tosis, he has the cash again. See, Tosis is against. Why? Tosis says that Kamei Rabbi Mahani Tfisa. Excuse me. That all the Mahani Tfisa. Lo Sfiulu. Because they asked cash in Sanhedrin. What they answer? It was about Patos. He didn't want to give it back. Then when they give it to him, Kosha. Lu de lo hechziru klal mikom akom kema shebol yara rova migara mitakav shalhem de tfasan halazochabo when we call shkain she doesn't be daito v'lo yeh lehu do habit nithi de betos kema she betosan it belongs to him. This is basically the Tzolz's kash. Oh, watch this. Ulay Shloma, this is very dick of Truman. Watch every word. The Chiamrina and the Tfisa Mo'ila, Hainu Lefi, the Kaimolon, La Halacha, the Ro Karab and Machteris. Watch carefully. The Davka Benot Al Kalim, Voyam Shabron. Then you put. Abba Ba'om Din Be'en, Chayav Lahachzir, then we should spell a Kalim. As we pass like Rav. Vim Kane, look carefully. Af Ono Mosifim, the after Sheber Mikol Makom, Im Tofas Lom Afkinon, the Hare Yeshalov, Chiyuv L'Shalim. We pass in it fundamentally, in the case of Kalev and Rabbi Benay, there really is a Chiyuv. There really is a Chiyuv. And therefore, Tfisa Rav Schabed Eshamayim. I, so why didn't Rav accept the Elim? Abulirab the Sphirale, Dafilu Hakalim Be'en, Mikomakom Eno Machil Lahakzeho Veloyabo Domim. Don't even give it back the object which is still there. Im Kain, Afim Tophas Nafkinon. According to Rab, there's no Chiv whatsoever. Dochazina Dafilu Kalim Be'en Shal Nigzal Eno Machil Lahakzeh. Im Kain, Rabba the Choshash Shal Divre Rab. Hov nafak mipeh kodosh, afazu chashash, shlo yovel tfiso, l'shitoso dihi, mayri dekateres, the Tumim gives. Ein achinami, you see in Tosfos, Rebbe Osai, there's no chiyuv b'dei shamayim. There's no din of tfiso. That's only according to Rav, because Rav is the one who holds, even if the item is still in my hand, I don't have to give it back. It means kodim b'dam and naks at the chiyuv, b'damim kanin umamish, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. We don't pass like Rav, we pass like Rava. Caught the Rava in principle, there really is a Chiyuv. Bezdin can't force me to pay it because they can't be enforced to Rishios. Oh, but the Chiyuv of the Shemayim and Tfisa would work. Meridik. Meridik. You're brilliant at the Tumim. Ad Kan Rav Osai. But that is one more Rishon who weighs in on this one. And instead of showing it to him in the run, I'll show it to him straight in the ktos. Just save a step. With the chidushi aran hiksha gamkein, it's also in the Marmar Kovas, I believe. Yes, this is the first Marmar Kovas in the whole segment. Toisus kasha, but teisu dei shemayim mechuyav and lahach the tiras rebeim rebeinu David zal v'zel lashono tlo dami. Every word counts now. The Hosom Gabe Esnan Sorecha Odom Lamod Bidiburo Afal Pishalo Yischayev Minadin Aval Khan Achar Shekonu Hani Dichri Bidamayu Lishvisvara Derav Nimsa Geneva Zuknuyo Ligami Biaraganev Blonita Nishav and Ayan Shom. What's he saying? That's not the reason why the Chiyuv de Shemayim is why? Because the man told his mother, I'll pay you this. That's the Omer B'Diburo. Over here, there was no Dibur. No one said a blasted word, no Dibur at all. So therefore, no Dibur at all. That's why there's no Chiyuv de Shemayim, and Tfisa won't work. So according to Rabbeinu David, the only time, B'Pshuto, that Tfisa works, when it's some kind of dibur, he volunteered to pay it. So it appeared. The kashim, the name of mishum dechayev lama b'diburo, v'nosan lo havi esnan, that the dibur itself is enough to create the shem esnan, the moral obligation to pay the because the man's word, he keeps his word. Imkeno darmina mepekasoch resapol avodazara samer gimel bo aleho. First, he has beer with his mother. V'yachakach nosan lo or anybody. Afterwards, after the beer, he decided to give her a present. Mutter. You know why it's mutter? That wasn't designated at the time of the beer as what? Schiras for the beer. So it's not an Esnan Zona. It's a gift. Matana Biyama, the Yavla. So there we go. Matana Biyama, she says, oh, I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash. They'll take it. Reminu. Bolel. Bechakach Nosan. Afim Mekam HaShol Shonim. Ayin Shon, the Parach. We should say that since he agreed to give it to her, even though he didn't have to, Rabbi Elsai, should still be treated as an Eston, according to the slavas we just had. And Rabbi David is wrong. Wow. And he says against Rashi that Baba Machter is Abdina Nachumra. Ad Kan Rabbi Elsai, what it says over here in the Ksos. Do you think Rabbi David was born yesterday? He didn't know about discussion. He didn't know about discussion. You really think so? Who think Rabbi David didn't know about discussion? Can't be. So the Teretz I'm going to read to you is from the Sefer Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, in Hilchos Geneva, Rabbi Elsai, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. I'll read it to you. Listen carefully. Venera. Very carefully. The Zell, I'm reading the words, a few lines. Habir Medivri Aran. Shebe'emes v'chol kamle medirabemine hu lo rak she'en koach lebezin lon shebishtayim. In a classic kamle medirabemine, not only can bezin give you two punishments, ela shenekar achiv kolika. The kamle medirabemine poteru ukeshe iftar memela en chiv klal v'ein moral tfisa. That's in a classical case where the Torah makes somebody chayav two things. So once you apply the principle of kamei b'rabbeinu, or listen carefully, Rabbi Elsai, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Period. Tfisa won't hurt. No b'nei shemayim. Nothing. Why over here is different? Why over here is different? Listen very carefully to the words of the Rav Shach. Aval kol ze shayach rak b'chiyuvin ke'elu shatorah chivasa. Yesh ben ap din shemifta de mashu kol rabbinim. Masha ek and gabay esna. Listen very carefully. Shahachiyuv hu ayidei masha schayev atzmo. In a classic case, the guy tells the girl, listen, I'll give you this sheep and I'll be with me. So he's chayev. You know what that's called? Schiris polalim. Paint my house, I'll give you $10. You gotta give him the $10. Where's the kenyan? Don't need a kenyan. You hire someone. You hired this woman for znus. You have to give her a sheep that he promised her. Is a chayim edor, is a chiyav gomer mamish in monetary matters. He's not the basic mamish. He owes her the money. I was for an illicit act. Doesn't make a difference. He owes her the money anyway. Listen carefully. So in those kinds of cases, ain't shayach lomar shakom le b'diravnei potro mehachiyav. Partisan completely. Impossible. Why? The sof, who is chayiv? Av shepoteru. He said I'm chayiv. He agreed to pay her the estan. The alkoch of avshe ain koach la bezin the kof for the chayiv b'shtayim, aval achiyuv yeshalov. Fundamentally, the chiyuv is upon him. The alkeinim nos lo estan havish shaper estan. So too, chol sein pora v'doshba chiyuv mizonosu mischirasa. I rented out a cow. Part of obligations to pay the cow. Pay the cow how? Food. I'm required to feed the cow. It's a personal obligation I took upon myself when I rented the cow from you. V'schayvuso shaper aminan loka m'shalem u'mishum shemechuyavu l'shalem. So the Ran says, gabe estan tzorach ulama b'diburo avshel yischayvin adin haynu avshelom yischayvin adin l'shalem. Because Bezin can't force you. Aval chiyuv arami. But he made a deal. And the deal was to pay for services rendered. Or for a cow rented. Shoy yischayev. V'yafa potter yochol yischayev. V'cheinu esnan. So fundamentally there really is a chiyuv. Why? Because he obligated himself. If you obligate yourself, all kolem but rabbi they can do, Rabbi Elsai, is make you potter from having to pay in Bezdin, but the fundamental chiyuv is still there because you obligate yourself. That way the Torah makes you obligated two different things. Avalam lo hoyach b'shicha v'lo kansa. The guy first had the beer, and then he promised him a sheep. It's garnished. Avshav tiach lehen zel esten kem ha-shein ha-konos ha-tlev u-pashet. There is no obligation, that kind of answer. It's garnished. That's a beautiful answer. It's an absolutely beautiful answer. It's the correct answer. Let's chazer again. Rabbeinu David said, Lomim b'diburo, not stam lomim b'diburo. Omim b'diburo, where you're obligated to pay because of service is rendered. I lo yischayim en adin. No. Lo yischayim en adin means, Rabbeinu Sai, Bezdin can't enforce to punishment. But you fundamentally, you are chayim. Is everyone following me so far? It's very good. Rav Shach is 100% right. There is, however, if you look at the footnotes of the Ketos, they quote from the Imre Bina, has a different interpretation. Rabbeinu David meant you don't say Komle b'Rabbi Minei at all. What? That's what he says. So if Omer Lama b'Diburo Afal Pish Lo Yischayim Ben Adin. What do you mean, Lo Yischayim Ben Adin? What does that mean then? It means Lo Yischayim Ben Adin means without his Dibur. Who said so? The famous Me'iri that I asked you to see. The world famous Me'iri. For those who know, it's the world famous Me'iri. Have you ever learned Merub over here anywhere? Famous parak that you learn in yeshivas?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Me'iri and Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Amud Beis. V'chachmet Sarfatim. V'chachim Bezu Shita Cheres Loma. She'av Bezdin Mechayev. Lita in Esna. Bezdin. Af b'chayv in Mises. V'yen gos l'mi amin l'min shlim. Elevar amin l'ay zil shlim. Change the text. Why? What's the lumbus? Why? Lo amru en odo meisu m'shalim. Ela b'dobar habol derech nizokim. Ava b'dobar shekiblu olav. Derech t'nayu maso matan. Gon esnan. Ugon chosin parah. Shekibul alav shlo lachsom v'yafim lo kibul alav mikol mekor rehu kimi shekibul hol min ha-toru v'chein mecher v'shabbos v'lkitas tehen ha-mechiri v'mishtal v'bezdin etc. Pilei ploim, they say chachmei tzofatim that komle b'derabim doesn't apply at all if I accept an obligation upon myself. Rabbeinu David said b'pshuto that Kamele B'Rabbi Minei applies in all cases, but there's a difference. If it's the Torah's obligation, I'm completely off the hook. If it's my obligation, Bezdin can't force me to pay, but there's a moral obligation, but the Shemayim and Tfisa would work. The Chachmei Tzofatim take it a step further, they say. If I accept it upon myself, there's a Bezdin obligation. I must pay. There's no Kamele B'Rabbi Minei at all when it comes to obligations accepted upon a person. Of course, the question becomes such a piece of good logic. Why does everybody else argue with the Sarafatim? I would have said they argue with the whole Yisrael. Rav Shech Tashli has a piece in Eretz HaTzvi. You can look it up. Eretz HaTzvi, page Reish Dalet, where he says, no, in principle, everyone agrees with Chachmei Tzofatim. They disagree on the other detail. Chachmei Tzofatim say, when I agree to pay for services rendered, that means I obligate myself. And the other Rishonim say no. Schiris is what the Rav Shefta calls a milva aksuva b'torah. That's back and said in the if you recall. It's a Torah obligation. You and I determine I pay $10 or $100. That's a detail. We have a detail how much salary has to be paid. But the fact that a person who works gets paid, it's a Torah obligation. Not I accept the obligation on myself. And the Sarfatim say no. It's my obligation. And there's no calling Rabbi Minei at all. Rabbi Nadavid says, it's my obligation. And therefore, there is still calling Rabbi that Bezdin won't collect. but the basic fundamental chiyuv is there, as opposed to a case where it's Torah opposed obligations with no chiyuv whatsoever. These are fundamental yesodas, Rabbos. Beautiful yesodas in the Sugya Kana of Rabbi. Beautiful, beautiful. There's only one problem. One problem left, Rabbos. That's the Ktosis Kasha on the Marsha. This is a bombshell Kasha. And let's see what the Kasha is. Go back to the Ktos. Let's see what the Kasha is. Quotes the Marsha. Okay? Abdina Nachum, etc. Not the Divine Nevius. It's against the Gemara. Why? We saw in Bava Metzia, V'eino Loka Mishale. And to this, Rav answered, Esen Asa Torah. Now, what's the Kasha? Say it's Chayve Malkus Shogigin. Rambam Osai? Say it's Chayve Malkus Shogigin and Lo Avdina Nachumra. What's the problem? What's the Ktosis Kasha? What is the Ktosis Kasha? What's he asking? So I didn't understand fully what the Kasha was until I saw the fancy Ktosis. The fancy Ktosis have everything. Everything is here. It's worthwhile looking inside. I don't know if you saw the fancy Ktosis. Here in Simchat Chav Ches of Karnav, there's many, many beautiful sources here. Can't go through all of them, but some of them, yes. He explains beautifully exactly what the Ktosis Kasha is over here. This is footnote number 4. Hainu, Hokaimalon, the Chayve Malkiel Shogigin, Chayovim Betashlumin. The Alkochoch, the Khan Mari Bechayve Malkus Mezidin, Umikoma Gomeshani, the Chayavla Tesade Shamayim. Rebbeinu Shalom, the Marshal is in deep trouble. Because the Marshal is when Abdina Nachumra, the Nochibe De Shamayim. So by Misa Mishal, you can have the case of Chayve Misa Shogigin. By Malkus, we paskin Chayve Malkus Shogigin. There's no Ptur whatsoever. So much be told by Chayve Malkus Mezidin, Avdina Nachumra, and it's still answered to Shemayim. Mamish, checkmate! That's Samakasha. This is checkmate. Comes the Ktos at the very end of Sifkot Nalif. The very end, he comes back to discussion. The very end. He says like this. We keep saying, footnote number 4, Chayve Malkus Shogigin, Vipaskin, is Chayov. That's the basis of the Kashan. Says the Halakha Ktos. Who's speaking over here? Rava speaking over here. Okay? Rava speaking. What does Rava hold? Watch. Well, if you mashak kasavti b'simon lamed chesed kon aleph, the Rava sfirle chayve malchus shogigin nami potem etashlumin. We don't pass it this way, but Rava's personal view is this way. In kemat zina lemeimar, the Rava mishani the mari b'shogeg u mishali mishum estanas v'torah. Meiridik. Look, what was the question? So you have to see footnote 4. Footnote 4 was, what was the basis of the Kasha? We passed the Chayv Malkus Shogin and the Chayv Tashlumin. Therefore, Baba Matzia Lamana Sariyal. In the local Mishale, must me, he actually got Malkus. And he's given an answer with Eshamayim. No! According to Rava, Chayv Malkus Shogin is part of the Tashlumin. In the local Mishale means that what? Even Mishogin. And the answer to Shogeg is the Chiyuv de Shamayim, Rabosai. What a fascinating answer. The question is that really true? Really true? Is it really true? In footnote 14, he says he has a proof that the fact is not true. That Rava holds listen carefully, that if a person gets his Chayav Misa without a Hasra, he's Chayav Malkus, and the Misa B'Deshogin, Misa B'Shogin, does not pater from Malchus. So Rava must hold that Chayvim Misa Shogin does not pater from Malchus. Who said so? Look in Chulin Daf Peyalf. Chulin Daf Peyalf, Rav Osan. Chulin Daf Peyalf. Again, what did Ksosius answer? The Rava holds, as he said in Simon Lamed Ches, Chayvim Malchus Shogin Potter Mitashlumin. Then the whole question falls off. Local Mishama means, doesn't mean local literally, it means he would have been local. Everyone follow me so far? He would have been local. Would have been local. In footnote 14, this is false. The Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Chai be Mises Shogigin. Chai be Mises Shogigin. Is Chai be Malchus. And if Chai be Mises Shogigin is Chai be Malchus, then Chai be Malchus Shogigin is Chai be Tashlumin. The only combination where Shogeg works is Chai be Mises Shogin and Momin. Xer is the custom of Lo Yosom. But the other two cases of Chai be Mises Shogin versus, with respect to Malchus, and Chai be Malchus Shogin with respect to Momin, there you cannot apply Lo Yosom. But there's a machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and it's double or nothing. So when the Mishkos is over here, the Rava says, Chai be Malchus Shogin, it's potter mitashlumin. We don't pass in that way. Then Rabbi would also have to hold that chayve mises shogin is potter from Malchus, but it's not true. He holds his chayve Malchus, Rabbi Osai. Where is that true? Malchus should give him at base. Malchus should give him at base. He quotes Chulin Pe'alaf Medbeis. Rish Lakish, who holds what? Chai be Malchus Shogin Paturim Yimam, which we don't paskin like. Comes out, Chai be Misa Shogin Paturim Malchus, which we also don't paskin like. So Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So Chai be Misa Shogin would not paturim Malchus, Chulin Pe'alaf. Therefore, this teretz is shver. How much of you follow what I just said? In other words, the Ksos got stuck with the Kasha. In order to answer the Kasha, in the Chiddush Nifla, that Rava happens to hold a das, a day we don't paskin like. But the footnote 14 says it's not true. Rava holds a standard Shita, based on Makas Yud Gimel and Beis, and Chulin Pei Aleph and Beis. Want to see those Gemaras? Oh, let's look up the Gemaras now. Why not? It's footnote. Let's look at a bit, course a few things off, we're going to run out of here. Let's go to the Gemara. Where are we here? We'll start with Makas. He starts by quoting that Rava, Makas, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to find Rava. Where Rava is? Where's Rava? Where is Rava? Here's the famous din. What? Today we show so. Shem Rish Achat HaMechayvo. The Mechayvo Shem Shtei Rishios. Rishmo. Hanei Misa Mavon. O Malchus Mavon. Avo Misa Malchus Misa Richtehi. You get both. Rav Omar. Watch this. Asu Belik Tola Kulam Lo Pligi The Ein Loke Umeis. Ki Pligi. Right? In a different case. What do Rabbi say over here? What do Rabbi say? Watch. Watch. Again. Asu Belik Tola Kulam Lo Pligi The Ein Loke Umeis. So footnote says, below Asu Belatola, then what? Then what? Then what? It would be Chayiv and Malchus. Did Rava say so beferish, or is this implicit from the line we just read? Does Rava appear anywhere on this page except for this one citation? Later on, it's a different case. I mean, anywhere? Has Rava found before here in the staff? I don't see it. In the Sami means this line. When Rava says, if Asu Be L'Ktola, then everyone agrees in local base. But if Lo Asu Be L'Ktola, then what? Then what? Then what? You will not apply the principle of Kol Eved Rabbi Minei. That's what it says over here in Makas, you'd give a raise according to Rav. But you'd be chayim, so we pass it. Okay. Let's now look at Chulin Pei Alef Amud Beis. One more place in Shas. Chulin. Let's go slow. Oh. Yosher Avdimi Yom Chayvim Misa Shogin V'Chayvim Malkus Shogin V'Dover Acher. Right? Rav Yochanan Machayev V'Shlokash HaMapotim. Rav Yochanan Machayev V'Lo Asru Bo V'Shlokash HaMapotur Kevon D'Ichi Asru Bei Potur Kilo Asru Bei Nami Potur. Here we go. These things are both together, right? Chai ve misa shogigin, v'chai ve malka shogigin, v'dover acher. So it goes together. That's what I'm reading from the footnote. Rish Lakish says chai ve malka shogigin is peturin mimamon. So too, chai ve misa shogigin is peturin mimalkus. That's what Rish Lakish says. Potter. You see over here? Where's your sluggish? Kevin the Chiasube Potter, Kiloasube, Nami Potter. What happened? Did I vote a Zara? Potter, come over to Rabbi Minei. Potter for what? For Malkus. So you see over here, Rish Lakish is saying that Chai Mimisa Shogun is Potter Mim Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Makas Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Rava says, Lo Asru Be Liktola is Chai Malkus. Chai Mimisa does not Potter Malkus if it's Peshoge, and therefore Chiyuv Malkus again Rish Lakish has Chiyuv Malkus Peshoge partners from a moment, so it also partners from Malkus. So Rava holds not that way, so therefore the terrace at the Chsos, the Rava holds that you would be a potter Chaim Malkus Shogin is potter Mitashlum, it doesn't work. This is footnote 14's kasha. It's a little complicated, but you saw this, all the relevant sources. Look it up yourself in this beautiful new edition. Oh. But now, Rabbi Osai, give us just another minute. Another minute. I'm going to look into 1 minute. Take a look at Rabbi Osai. 1 minute, we can look at the Chagos for Rav Ranchberg over here. And I am Bezim and Al. Oh, my Rabbi, Mustafa, this is the Rav. Ayin ksubas lamadal v'gisosin kan ha'amar Omar Rabo Omar Rabo Omar Rabo. And that's what the Tosafot Rosh says in Bava Metzia Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph, only called the Rabo is a chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim Bekon Lebed Rabo Minei, not according to Rabo. That would answer the Kasha Tosafot automatically. One is Rabo, one is Rabo. Easiest way, just change the text. Now, I would do it on my own, But it's an old text, apparently, which existed in the old Shas. So therefore, Rava is the one who says in Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadi Aleph. And here it's Rava. So Tosas Kash is no Kash. Why didn't Rava accept the Chayv of the Shemayim? That's what Rava himself said to Baba Metzia Tzadi Aleph. Here it's Rava, it's not Rava. If you look at Balamor and Rambam again today, you have the Yiras of Rava. So what I did not, when I ran out of time, I'm sorry, is to show you the Nesivis. I wanted to show you that today. I'm out of time. You saw the Nesivis already. We had a discussion about it. I said we'll get to it in Shia. I'm short of time, I'm sorry. Chazer over again. It's been about those 14. It's worth chazering over. And we'll start with the Nesivis tomorrow, Mishiyat of the Shema. Okay.
I took a
picture. Very good.
Is there going to be
a yes, I'll be gone.
Thank you.
Yeah.